Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is your host for the Prophetic News Program, Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you today, and you are going to be blessed because we have a very special guest. We are having TJ from the Church Folk Revolution. And his great website, pimppreacher.com, the Preacher Bureau of Investigations. I love that. Anyway, I just want to read a scripture to you today in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And verse 29 says that no flesh should glory in his presence. Hallelujah. So God said he would use the foolishness of preaching. God lets human beings, as frail as we are sometimes, preach his word, and we hope that today there'll be that one that will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and have a new life. That's why we do these programs. We do these programs because every single one of my guests has had that experience of being born again and having a new life in Christ, and it truly is a new life. It's a wonderful life. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. So the chat room is open, and I will be checking the chat room during this hour. Also, it is a live call-in show. If you have a question, the call-in number is 914-338-1638, and I also will be playing this program again on Monday evening on the Prophecy Zone, and that will be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will also be available at blogtalkradio.com/prophetic news. We also have a website, propheticnews.com, and a YouTube channel. We're very excited about the YouTube channel. It's a great opportunity to reach a broad audience around the world through what I consider a television ministry. That's what YouTube is. So, and it doesn't take $1 million to do it. It doesn't even take $1 to do it. Hallelujah. So don't let anybody tell you that they have to have money to preach the gospel. Yes, sometimes you do have to have money to operate your church or your ministry, but actually to open your mouth and quote God's word, it's free. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest on the air, and I want to welcome TJ.
Hi. Hey. Thank you so much.
Hey.
Thank you so much. I'm honored, man. Thank you. You know, I've been listening to the show, and I've even taken that quote, that what you just said there. I said on the show, it don't cost you anything. And I said, I got it from someone that I admire in the gospel, who was just on the front lines. and not asking for anything, but just on the front line ministering the word of God, and I'm honored to be here with you.
Well, it's great, TJ. I enjoy your ministry so much, and especially one time when I was searching the internet, and I came upon your website, pimppreacher.com.
Oh!
Oh! And I laughed so hard because Preacher Bureau of Investigation, I said, this is my brother. This is my brother right here.
Yes, yes. And you know, Dad, I've actually heard you quote it before on another show, and every time you say it, you laugh, and so that's the highest compliment, man.
I know. I said, thank
that's
you, Jesus.
That's exactly what we wanted. That's the reaction that, you know, when we sit down and we came up with the Preacher Bureau of Investigation, it came out of lack. It came out of some frustration, but most of all, it came out of a lot of hurt that, you know, there is no one that's really challenging a lot of what these guys are doing, because there are a lot of innocent people that are sitting in appeals that become victim to a lot of people that call themselves to preach and appointed themselves to preach and then just showed up in a church and started to preach. And, you know, as believers, as the people that sit in appeals, we love God. We love Christ. That's why we do what we do. And that's why we, you know, obedience and faithfulness, we receive the word of God. And it gets to me when someone abuses our love of Christ. And, they try to do little things to, you know, make us look gullible or make us look silly. You know, that's where the ministry came from, you know. And it call it a defense of the faith, call it defense of the people of the pews, call it an advocacy, you know. But that's what we do. That's what we do. So we just advocate for the people that sit in the pews.
Yes, amen. And somebody does need to advocate for them because, like you said, there's many good people that go to church and they're innocent, basically. They're just they're trusting, gullible.
Yes.
I think Christians have a great reputation for being gullible.
Yes.
But I think we've
absolutely
all been in a position where we've been fooled by a preacher and said, wow, how did I do that? But, I mean, I've been there myself. And,
oh, yeah, me too.
So I appreciate so much when I see people like yourself just taking this bold stand for Jesus Christ, and you say on your website, pimppreacher.com, exposing the greed in our pulpits. And that is the main thing, I think, that is so important in these last days, because we see that the love of money truly is the root of all evil. And you take the name of Jesus Christ to take what he did for us and run it through the mud, it's almost more than I can bear, too.
Yes.
So I've devoted my life to speaking out, and I could see that you have. So tell me a little bit about how you got started with your website and with your tell the people about your Blog Talk Radio program. Also, I see you have YouTube.
Well, I'm actually from the world of PR. You know, I'm a brand development guy by trade, and you know, and a publicist. You know, and so when God called me to do this, I was really, really very busy. You know, so busy that I'm like, okay, come on, Lord, I'm just getting in the black here. Things are just turning around, and you want me to stop what I'm doing? You know, and you know, mess up my little schedule here and start doing this, because I knew it was going to be time consuming to do it the way I felt that God was giving it to us, and I didn't pull any punches. I said, okay, God, this is the way you're giving it to me. This is how I'm going to do it. You want me to have a way of notifying congregations of child molesting pastors? Okay, I'll do that. You want me to have a way of notifying potential congregations of pastors that are preaching doctrines that's totally, you know, against the body of Christ. Okay, I'm going to do that. And I just sit down and I built a way that people can communicate with each other. That was really, that's what it started at. And what happened is people started reporting. They actually followed what the website said, you know, the Preacher Bureau of Investigation, and they started contacting us and saying, hey, this guy is sleeping with all of the women in the church. I'm like, okay, all right, because, you know, God gave me the plan. He gave me, all, you know, everything that I was supposed to do. I got it all in the revelation, but now here's the reality of it. Here comes the, okay, TJ, what are you going to do about the guy sleeping with all of the women in the church? I mean, it's a very unique calling, Sister Susan. It's very unique because it for a lot of people, it doesn't feel good to go after some of these people. A lot of people are like, you know, that's judgment, and we're not supposed to do this, and we're not supposed to do that, and, you know, and henceforth, but I feel this way. A man who is a man of God will pastor that church governed by God. He has a fear of God.
Yeah.
So God is in the beginning and the end of all of his decisions and his actions. So a real man of God, there isn't a question or issue of certain lifestyle issues like homosexuality, the pastor sleeping with the men, or a real man of God doesn't have an issue with being faithful to his wife.
That's right.
Or not molesting the children.
Yeah.
Or a real man of God will find it very difficult to live in this big, humongous, gated community while two-thirds of his congregation is in projects and Section 8 and trailers.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't feel right. He would just, you know, I think I'll sell this house and get a smaller house and take some of this money and begin to empower some people within my congregation. And so that's sort of how we got started. We got started by creating, taking my professional talents and applying it to the body of a Christ in a way that it will let preachers know that if you hurt one of these people in your pews, yes, we know God will deal with you, but in the meantime, we are going to deal with you also.
Yes.
And we're going to make you famous for the wrong thing. Because keep in mind, I'm a PR guy.
We got your mugshot.
Right. I'm a PR guy. I have a news wire. Okay.
Yeah.
So that just comes from my business. So if the site types up anything, Susan, it's going to be in the news.
Yes. Very good.
And
but it has to be exposed because, especially like you're saying, if a pastor or a preacher, minister, so-called, is molesting children, they have to be exposed. You can't just pray for them. Prayer is nice, but you can't continue to let somebody molest children. You can't continue to let the male pastor have homosexual relationships with other people in the congregation or whoever. These things have to be exposed, and people need to know what's going on. If the pastor's committing adultery, well, shouldn't the wife know? Yes.
and that's sort of what's happening. That's exactly what's happening, Sister Susan, is that I honestly believe that in this short existence that this site has been up and the radio show, we're starting to notice certain things are calming down a whole lot. Like we had somebody who was reported to the site, right? They were reported to the site. And then someone from the congregation said, you know what? They have stopped doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I was just like,
light repels darkness. Light repels darkness.
Are you ready to take them down? Do you want me to take them out of it? Right? You know, being that bitch, she said, not right now. I'm going to let you know. But they have changed, And when I feel that everything is a permanent change, then I'll let you know when to take their name out of there.
Yeah.
That's it. No money is involved. You know, didn't ask anybody for anything. They didn't have to use their names. You know, this pastor was taking up 5 offerings per Sunday.
Oh.
Okay. 5.
Wow.
You see,
yeah.
There's a bishop offering, there's a tithe, there's offerings, because tithes and offering wasn't the same thing. There's, and then the bishop offering and the first lady offering, and then there's a seed offering. A seed offering,
oh.
Where someone had to pay him, right? Somebody had to give him a seed offering so that word, whatever word he was going to preach, right, can manifest in their life.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So
now that
these
is
are
sad.
The kind of preachers that,
that
I've come in contact with. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but see, the thing that is even sadder is that when that stuff starts happening, and that's why I do what I do, and I know why, and you're doing what you're doing, is that when that stuff starts happening, you better grab your purse and your children and your husband and wife, and you better hit the door running.
They don't run. Sister. They don't.
Oh.
Here's the thing about it. They don't run, Sister Susan. And one of the reasons they don't run is because our people have been conditioned that if you don't pay this preacher this money, you will be cursed with a curse.
Yes.
They've taken Malachi, they've taken the book of Malachi, and they've totally changed it all the way around.
Yes, all the way around.
Malachi chapter 3 now means the people have robbed God. And if you clearly read it from the front to the end, he's not talking to the people, he's talking to the priest.
Yes.
He's talking to the priest. And so what we have done is advocated, you know, Deuteronomy chapter 12, where the Lord says your first fruit offering you will consume it before your Lord, your God. You will consume it, which means you will eat it. You will eat your tithe in front of God. It won't be the pastor getting all of the money. The people will eat. Tithes was a celebration. It was a festival celebration in which the people brought everything together. And they all sat down, and they consumed it, and they celebrated God.
Yeah.
In some kind of way, Sister Susan, it has now become celebrate Creflo Dollar, Bishop Long, celebrate Kenneth Copeland, celebrate Benny Hinn, and it's not celebrating God.
No, not celebrating Jesus at all, because I noticed it a long time ago, back in the 90s, the late 90s, middle 90s, and I was in the Word of Faith movement myself. I was a big fan of Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, all those guys, but I just couldn't stand it anymore. I can't stand this. This is selfish. It has nothing to do with God, and so I just decided I was going to take myself out of all that, and I was just going to tell people the truth, because that's all that matters, really. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have an invitation or if you get an offering or whatever. The only thing that matters is the truth and lifting up Jesus and bringing people to Jesus Christ, because we know what the Lord has done for us.
Yes.
And these people are supposed to know that, but then they just sold themselves out. But I, like myself, I consider myself like a kind of Martin Luther type.
Yes.
When he went and he hung that 95 thesis on the church door, and he said, enough miracle selling, enough salvation selling.
Yes.
And then there was a revolution.
A revolution! So you got to say it like that. Revolution!
A revolution! Hey!
And then that's what we're calling for, Sister Susan. We
that's right.
want
the
to see
revolution.
A church revolution in which it's a mental revolution, okay? It's a mental. It's in their minds. It's when the people begin to realize that this preacher cannot curse you with a curse.
No
it's a
way.
Mental revolution.
Can't curse what God has left.
getting in these lines where a preacher talk about, and somebody in here, I see five people who can give $500 for a 500-day blessing, getting a line, and, you know, I mean, come on. You're absolutely right. Enough is enough.
That's
what we do on the radio. That's all we talk about on the radio. And we just expanded, man, because I say we, the Church Folk Revolution is now, it's a team of people, you know. We have Sister Nia Truth. We have Brother Lee. There are people who join me on air, you know, to help the broadcast go forward. Brother Ron G., the regular callers, you know, CJ and Patricia, and it's growing. We just had another young lady, Jen, she contacted us. She wanted to join. And the people, they go to the website, and a guy right before I came on this show, he sends me an email and says, I don't care what you need me to do, I want to be a part of this. We have to get the word out. We have to begin to. And you know what? God is so good because God is expanding our reach, and we haven't asked for one dime, Sister Susan.
Right.
We haven't asked anybody for a penny. We don't even give them a way to send money because God provides every need. And so I'm trying to be an example for preachers that you don't have to beat them up to give. If you believe God, then how about, Mr. Preacher, you have some faith?
Yeah.
How about you believe
amen.
First? Before you preach believing, you need to believe,
you need to believe
that God
yourself.
Will take care of your church.
Oh, wait
how
a minute.
You
you're preaching
preach
my sermon. You're preaching my sermon.
If you don't give. How can you preach giving if you don't give?
Yeah.
How about, Mr. Preacher, you pay a tithe into your members?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And this is where you're going to lose a lot of pastors because I'm going to give you this. Preaching is a business.
Yeah.
It's a business. This preaching, this new model, this 2011 version of preaching, it's very, very commercial. And we saw that play out this week with Bishop Eddie Long, okay? And we're very...
Yeah, what was the latest on that? Because you had that posted or something. What was the latest on that?
Well, we received word Sunday night. We received word from someone in New Bird, right?
Yeah.
That Bishop Eddie Long is releasing this video. And that's the beautiful part about it, Sister Susan. The website has become like the CNN of preachers.
Yeah.
You know, anything they do, we know the second they do it.
Yeah.
And so we received it. Someone sent this email, hey, TJ, just want to give you a words up, love what you're doing. Eddie Long is going to make an appeal to Ephraim Taylor to return money. I'm like, Ephraim Taylor? Who is Ephraim Taylor? I never heard of this guy. You know, so now I got to go find out who is Ephraim Taylor. Right? Ephraim Taylor is this guy who was doing a financial wealth tour. He was doing these empowerment financial wealth lectures, and he was going around from church to church presenting his products from the pulpit.
Oh, yeah, that's scriptural.
So at this point,
no, it's not. No,
some
it's
of the
not.
People said, okay, our pastor endorses this guy, so hey, let's go ahead on and invest with him. Let's go ahead on and give him $165,000 of our retirement money from the school board. Let's do that. I think that's a good idea, and that's what some of them did.
Oh.
And they invested. You know, the person who contacted me was a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I have lost $165,000 of my retirement money.
Oh,
right?
No.
So now I have to go back to the classroom at 61 years old. Okay?
Oh.
She's headed back to the classroom. And that's when I really got Oh man, you talking about the rage, man? I had to cool off because I said at this point, y'all don't even care. Y'all don't have any compassion.
Yeah.
Y'all been lost respect. You've been lost respect for the people who sit in appeals. Now you don't even have any compassion for them. That you would bring in a guy without even checking anything. Because I started researching, and Brother Lee, he's in the chat room, he'll tell you, me and Brother Lee just started sending emails back and forth to each other. He would call me like almost, you know, at 5 a.m. in the morning. Man, did you see this? I said, well, this dude did in 2006,
yeah.
He did in 2007, he did in 2008. I said, well, all of those dates were prior to his appearance.
Yeah.
So to wrap the story up, here's what happened. This guy was getting people to invest in a fake company. The company didn't really exist. It existed,
yeah.
But it didn't exist. What he had was a shelf corporation. A shelf corporation is a company just in paper. There isn't an actual location. There isn't a physical building. But he was able to sell it so well with the use of printers.
Yeah.
And the congregation, right now you have $1 million that's just at Newbert that's missing. In Virginia, they've already begun to indict this individual.
Now,
right, for running an illegal gambling operation.
Oh, yeah. Now, the thing is, the pastor is probably well aware of all this when they bring, maybe he's saying he didn't check the guy out, but obviously the pastor gets a big cut. Because they don't bring these guys in unless they're going to make something themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So has Eddie Roth offered to give his commission back?
Well, what we did is we put out a demand for Eddie Long to take care of his members.
Okay? Yes, right.
We said, Eddie Long, you brought this guy in this church. And before we put out that statement, Sister Susan, we first dispelled the lie that was in the YouTube video. The YouTube videos, Bishop Eddie Long is saying we didn't make any money off of this. You know, we just brought
him in. He's lying about that.
X, Y, Z. So then the Efren Keller guy sends Pimp Preacher a statement. Okay?
Oh.
That statement only went to Pimp Preacher.
First. Oh.
So he sends Pimp Preacher a statement that says Eddie Long is
lying.
That's
pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah,
that
I'm pretty proud. All glory to God. So
he knows
Pimp
Preacher is out there. He knew it was out there.
CNN called us about the same story.
Oh.
Okay. So he sends us the statement, and then I put the statement out to the world. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So then Eddie Long replies back to us saying that Efren said that you did make money off the presentation video and you made money off of any additional sales through the bookstore. He puts out a statement saying that is correct. It is a standard procedure that if anybody speaks at the church, we sell the videos. So don't go on TV and say you didn't make any money off of this deal.
Yeah.
And that's just one example. That's just one public example of how God is using people like Neil Trude and Brother Phil, and he's using these people who are a part of what we call this church folk revolution.
Yeah.
That you're not going to say what you want to say, and you're not going to do what you want to do. We will hold you accountable.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for this because I'm just so happy myself to know God's people, God's wonderful people, and that people that really do care about people. We don't do this thing for money. We don't have any kind of manipulation or any kind of gimmicks or anything. We just want you to know that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, salvation is a free gift. Miracles are free for the asking. You don't have to give anybody any money to get any miracle. And God is a good God. We don't pay our parents to bless us. I mean, come on. Why are we going to pay God to bless us? Like, God doesn't need anything.
God is not broke, okay? Despite what preachers have told you,
yes.
Listen to me, people. God is not broke.
Yeah.
Your money is an insult to God. And
yeah.
if you tell
what
people this on our show, you want to bless, you want to really do something for God, go pay somebody light bill.
Hey.
Just randomly.
That's
go,
right, without
go,
them even
go.
Knowing you did it. Without them
pay somebody light bill. Find that retired couple in your neighborhood and go bless them. Before you buy a preacher another suit, before you buy him more alligator shoes, before you buy him another $350,000 car.
Yeah.
You know, and the only coaching that we actually turned around and directed at the members of New Birth is, why were you so willing to give someone you don't even know $1 million, and you would not even do that for some of the people that sit on the same pew with you?
That's right.
That's the only coaching I have for them is that because somebody rich introduced you to somebody who said they was rich, you very quickly gave the money.
Yeah,
and,
so
and
you can
here's
get
somebody
more.
On the same
so you
pew.
Can get more. So, so like what kind of Christianity is that? Some kind of weird kind of Christianity. That's
why
what
we do what we do, you know. And I'm going to be honest with you. God is so good. I had no idea this was going to get this big.
Well, I'm glad for that. I mean, that's wonderful because it's a good thing to know that the worldly newscasters are looking for information, and they're going to put it out there. Look, the Bible says your sin will find you out, whether pimp preacher finds you out or prophetic news finds you out or Apostasy Watch, some of the other ministries that are out there.
Breaking the silence.
Your sin will find you out.
Absolutely. And I'm so grateful guys like Ron with Breaking the Silence, they come on the show, you know, and the support that I get from a lot of the shows, people who have shows, people like you, you know, that's the thing that's carried me. You know, there's been times when I've received some hate mail or stupid mail, and I'm like, it was getting hard. It was taking its toll on me, you know, and God just surrounded me around people that I don't have to be the face of it. I don't have to carry it. You know, it's a revolution belongs to the people. But what sparks a revolution, Sister Susan, is if you look throughout our history, whenever you have an elitist society and you have a huge impoverished population, tensions, something is going to spark a revolution. French Revolution, American Revolution, Cuban Revolution, Iranian Revolution, Egyptian Revolution, that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And we are also facing elitists. The elitists that we face are preachers who are supposed to be servants that are so detached. They're so detached.
They're detached
from the people that sit in the pews that they don't even understand us. They don't even know us. They can't even relate to us because they preach at us. They're not doing it for us.
Right.
They're preaching
That's good. Not
at
that
us. And this is why Ezekiel said, I was all ready to preach until I got down to the rivers of Tel Aviv, and I sat where they sat, and I sat there astonished for 7 days, unable to speak. Well, why couldn't you speak, Ezekiel? God had toured you for 4 years. Why is it that here you are, you're one of the few people that spent time with God, and at the moment of truth, he could not say a word. And the reason was, he says, I sat where they sat. I felt what they felt. I experienced
what they experience. And this is why our Christ had to come here, so he can experience this walk. He can experience what it's like to be us. But how are you going to stand in a pulpit and preach to me when you don't live around me, you don't know me, you know, you never, I'm a face in the crowd to you?
Yeah.
You have to sit where they sit, and I'm grateful to God that we are amongst them. We dwell amongst them that sit in the pews, and it's just an awesome calling, and we rejoice, and we praise God for choosing us to say it.
Yes, oh, amen. Amen to that, because it was like a lot of the preachers that I knew, well, they would tell you, now, look, just don't let your hair down in front of people. Just be careful. Don't be yourself. And
right.
So you were trying to live up on this pedestal where you couldn't live up there because you fall off. You fall off. And then, like, what am I supposed to be? I just want to be me. I just want to be Susan. I'm nobody special. I have a Bible. God allows me to quote it. That doesn't make me anybody special. So, like, why are we trying to make idols and movie stars and whatever out of preachers? They don't have anything you can't have as long as you read your Bible. And you probably read your Bible more than some of them, which obviously they don't know it, or they wouldn't be doing this stuff. And like you said, they don't preach to you. They preach at you. I heard a story the other day. There's a man that has a blog, KennethCopelandBlog.com, and he put up a story about being at a service, and it was like one of the last times he ever went to a Kenneth Copeland meeting. It was a private meeting just for ministers. It was a very special elite gathering, and they actually had the nerve I think it might have been Creflo Dollar and Don Copeland, the Copeland son. They actually had the nerve to take up a $1 million love offering to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. $1 million. It was not a ministry offering. It was a personal love offering. And Gloria actually got up and cried. I'm like, I don't believe this whole thing.
It's ridiculous. it's getting worse.
It is getting worse.
And that's why we need a revolution. You know, we shows like what you do, and I'm so grateful that in the evenings, because that's when I get a chance to catch it. You know, and it's shows like this that people stumble upon, and or they'll send the link to someone, and that makes a difference. And this is the reason why. You know, the Preacher Bureau of Investigation is rooted and based in Ephesians 6, 18 through 20. And I begin every show, and those who know me, they know me, I begin every show with Ephesians 6, 18 through 20. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth and boldly speak to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Yes.
We're based
Hallelujah.
In watching
Hallelujah.
And praying.
Hallelujah. I love that.
Watch and pray. And finally speak, you know?
Yes.
And that God has empowered us to go forward. He's given us everything we need to fix these situations.
Yes,
some of these situations
really
we're dealing with, they're so remedial for God that it's, you know, we got to go trouble him for something as simple as tying your shoes. We should be able to fix this ourselves.
That's right. I think, and I think we're, you know, we are. I mean, the fact that these guys got in touch with you about this story. Now, that is amazing.
Because, it blew me away.
Yeah, because they won't invite you. A person like me now, I used to be on a few Christian television programs now and then when I had my public ministry, when I was out actually going church to church and whatever. But I would be on some of the TBN affiliates at the time. This was back in the 90s. And then I would be on a lot of the local TV stations. Well, once I started speaking out about the seed faith and all this, well, I wasn't invited anymore. I wasn't getting, you know.
That was the end of that.
Yeah. One time I sent in, they had like a community bulletin board on the Christian local TV station, and I used to be on there a lot. So I used to publicize my meetings. So I sent them a little thing about my meeting, and they wouldn't even put it on. I was even banned from the community calendar. So I was like, well, you know, they're not going to shut me up, so maybe I can't get on these Christian TV stations anymore, and I might not even be allowed on some of the Christian radio stations. But you see that God makes a way.
He makes a way.
They cannot shut us up. He gave us the internet. Wow, what a powerful tool that is.
Yes, it is becoming the authority. You know, people are turning to the internet faster than television because it provides the information instantly, which means that also works for ministry. That also works for those of us, you know, you and I and other people that are in the ministry. It also helps us spread the message and the word and warning and encouragement and love, you know, because in our approach to the members at New Birth, and we also prayed for them, sister. So we openly prayed for them. Brother Lee extended wonderful words of encouragement for them, you know, because everything that affects somebody, it affects all of us because we are all in the body of Christ. You know, and I've said this before. Dr. King said, "Every man's debt diminishes my own, for I am a member of mankind." So it may not, it's probably something that's not going on at your church, but it is still your business.
That's right.
And we advocate that we collectively have to take care of each other. And this is also one of the reasons, because I've also come under, you know, some criticisms because we don't take on a tremendous amount of doctrine issues. And one of the reasons, Sister Susan, is because we have people who come to us from different denominations, okay? They're from different denominations. And I treat the situation the same way as if you have a hostage situation, okay?
Yeah.
You don't want to aggravate it to such an extent that you hurt the people that you're trying to actually help.
Right.
So what we do is we approach some things from a broad perspective, just so the person will know there is somewhere that you can go for help. Now, once you leave out of this cult that you're in, or whatever it is that you're in, hey, we're here, you know.
That's
and
it.
And
because
as long
there's
as you
people
believe
that they don't know
cult,
where to go. You know, they know something's
go.
Wrong. And if they tell their friend, the friend says, oh, no, you can't, don't question anything. And so, but they know something's wrong and they feel alone. So it's great that they have someone to talk to.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we try. We try to stay very inviting, you know, and that's no matter if you're coming from Catholicism, if you're coming from Southern Baptist, if you're coming from the Church of God in Christ, or if you're coming from the Mormons and you're trying to get out of there because they have contacted us too.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I said. I need to go read some more about this.
Well, there's
I don't
a lot
even know
to
what
know.
To say.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot to know about all that.
It's just been a joy to serve. I mean this in the most sincere way. When we get the emails from the people that say, hey, you know that little teaching on tithing that you have on the first page of your website? That really blessed me. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
That's why we do it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not to be anti-church, right? We're not anti-church, okay?
No, we're just
we're anti-greed.
We're anti-greed.
Exploitation.
Yes.
Right. And some preachers are not saved.
No. No, that's what I say. I say Mike Murdoch. Mike Murdoch's not saved. You know, nobody that is saved can act like that. There's nobody that is saved that can act like that. And there's a lot of preachers that they are not born again, because truly, if you are born again, you are a new creation. And all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. So if you're not showing any fruit, and you're just acting like a reprobate, well, you can't be saved. You cannot be saved. And
they're
I
not
found that
saved.
Hard to believe. Pardon?
I said some of them are not saved. I agree with you 100%.
No, absolutely, because at first when I was a new Christian, I didn't want to believe that. I was so naive. I just thought, oh, everything's beautiful. Everybody's wonderful. And it took me a long time to realize, no, not everybody that was in a pulpit or pastored a church was a good person. There's a lot of bad people. Well, the Bible talks about wolves in sheep's clothing. And I like what a friend of mine, James Sunquist, said, that you can't pet a wolf.
Oh, that's beautiful.
that
is beautiful. It's the truth. God, the scriptures warned us about it. So there has to be a reason God put it in there, you know?
Yeah.
He put it in there because we were going to be facing it. And the truth of the matter is, and I have to say this for balance, there are a lot of pastors who have contacted me to say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because I am not that, but that is embarrassing and humiliating me. Thank you for separating us, for carving those out that shouldn't be, for shining light on those that shouldn't be. And
that's
we
right.
have pastors who write for the site. We have another one, CJ. He's a pastor. I can name them. They've come out because it's about integrity. It's about
right.
having an ounce of integrity.
That's right.
And we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep just like we say on the show. When the preachers stop, we will stop.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
That's right. When they stop, we're going to stop. But that's it. It's great because, you know, I have something up on my website about Mike Murdoch. And if you go to Google and you Google Mike Murdoch Ministries, first page on Google, Mike Murdoch Ministries and my website. So I'm right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following you.
You're part of that's the revolution.
That's the revolution.
Because when you look at a revolution, the way they respond is a non-traditional way. It's an unorthodox approach. They may come at you from this way. They may come at you from that way. Sometimes you can't even identify who they are because they don't have a uniform. They just sort of blend into the crowd, so you don't really know who they are. But at the sound of a trumpet, they come forward.
Yes.
And we're coming forward because there are people who agree with you. There are people who agree with me who say, you know what, enough is enough.
Oh, that's enough.
Why is it that somebody got to – why the First Lady can't drive herself to church?
Oh.
Why somebody got to bring the First Lady juice all day? She's not even preaching. Why he has to have somebody to wipe his sweat? Why somebody got to carry his Bible? Why somebody got to do his laundry? Why somebody go there and cut his grass? Why somebody got to drive him around? Okay? Stop it. Stop it. If you are an adjutant for a preacher under the sound of my voice,
Stop it. Resign. Amen. Tell him, I will not carry your Bible another day. You're going to carry your own Bible. If the Bible is too heavy, you need to go to the gym. But you're going to carry your own Bible today. Quit. Quit in the name of Jesus. Because you should don't worship anybody like that.
Hey.
And that's where this narcissistic personality disorder, it derives from the way the people worship them. God will humble you. God will be humble. No more juice, Susan. That's the end of juice. No more juice. That's it. We're going to do a show just called that. No more juice.
I know somebody just put that up on the chat room. No more juice girl.
No more sweat girl.
Girl or cowboy.
No, that's it. That's a wrap. We're tired of it. That's what you're listening to, Sister Susan. We are tired of this club. We don't want to be members of this club anymore.
Oh, please. Oh, dear.
That's it. So Brother Lee came up with a petition. And the petition, we're having everybody to sign the petition, and we're sending it to the pimps. We're sending it to them. Say, look, it's going out sort of like a summons, you know, like the, you know, the police knock on your door and they serve you. Sort of going out like that. You can't have a revolution without demands.
That's
Trying
right.
to make a demand.
That's right. People go out the streets and they start screaming and they hold up signs. That's enough.
We want you to give away some of this money you're collecting to the people that are in that church.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about paying an occasional light bill. We want you to take some of this money that you're collecting, I said two-thirds, and give it back to the people that are giving it to you. Which means that you find out in your congregation who is in foreclosure, okay? And you don't just get a note. You bring the house all the way out of foreclosure. Don't have them go to these short sales sharks and all of these people and signing over their deeds. There's enough meat in the storehouse to get at least one house out of foreclosure.
Well, that's what a storehouse is. You're supposed to be storing
stuff
enough.
That's what a storehouse is. Why are we bringing all of this meat into the storehouse if we can't go to you to pay the phone bill? You mean to tell me you can't even pay a light bill?
No.
And you collected $25,000 a Sunday?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Crystal Cathedral, you're in bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Pastor Schumer, what are you talking about? You're in bankruptcy. You pick up $2 million a month and you're in bankruptcy?
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Well, enough is enough. I mean, I love it. No more juice groupies. Free and beach groups.
I know what you're talking about.
I mean, I have seen some of that stuff. I've seen it. And I agree. Like, what? Get your own juice. Carry your own Bible. What is wrong with you? First lady. I thought the first lady was Michelle Obama. I didn't know they had any other first ladies.
She is the first lady. It just means that she is important.
Means she is important, right? Well, God didn't give anybody
titles.
Yeah, titles. I mean, God didn't, you know, the only one that's got a title is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But the rest of us, like, we know where we came from. The Bible says, dust thou art and dust thou shalt return. So, I mean, it's amazing that God lets us do anything for him, as flaky as we are sometimes. So nobody has anything special. We're all in this thing together, and the main reason we're in this thing is because we want to tell people the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a free
point
gift.
Blank.
Yeah, it's a free
point
gift,
blank.
free gift, and God wants to give you a new life, and he's given TJ a new life. He's given me a new life. We know it's real.
Amen.
We know Jesus is real, and he's wonderful. It's a wonderful life. Don't let these con artists Put these con artists out of business. That's it. Put the con artists out of business. And we're not going away. We're here. When I first put out my article about Mike Murdoch, it was 1997, I wrote him a letter. I sent him a copy of my article. I let him know I was putting it out. He sent me back a form letter. Susan, I see your tears. God is looking at you, and I'm praying for you. He never even looked at my letter. He never even answered it. He just sent me a form letter. I never said anything about tears. So you can't, these people won't talk to you. You can't pick up the phone and talk to these people for the most part. But now they know we're there because
we're there. And we're going to stay. We're not going away. This will continue, Sister Sula. It's already spreading. It's already, you know, anytime CNN calls us for what's going on, I'm still humbled by that. I still put the guy on mute and say, this is CNN. You know? I still do that, okay? And I think I'll always do it because I can't believe it. I can't believe that.
Yeah, but isn't it wonderful that
has positioned us this way?
And but God is going to get, he is going to broadcast that truth around the world, not only through the ministries that we have on the internet, which is broadcast around the world for anybody that wants to listen. I mean, we don't have that kind of audience yet, but here at CNN, they have the audience. So God is going to take that, and he is going to expose these people, and he'll use CNN. I've seen him use CNN. I've seen him use Fox News. So the Holy Spirit knows all about it. He knows what's going on, and we're available, and as long as I'm alive, I'm available. I'm going to use my mouth to glorify God and to see his kingdom, the kingdom of justice, the kingdom of truth, the kingdom of love. What is real love that you would lay down your life for your brother and not take advantage, not steal their house and their children's inheritance and all that? That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, I want to say, TJ, I have enjoyed this.
Thank you.
My joy has been made full today.
Thank you. We have an honorary seat for you at the Revolutions, Rib. So
amen.
I'm a member. You're going to have
to come over
and celebrate with us because every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock is a celebration, and we have Near Truth Show. And we also have Brother Philip Lee. He holds down the weekend for us. And Sister Neil Truett holds down the evenings for us. And you, and we're bringing your show into our revolution. We're going to cover and continue to pray for you, sister, to keep fighting.
Amen. We fight the good fight of faith. And so just, TJ, quickly again, tell the people your website, how they could reach you. And,
absolutely.
So they'll get in touch with you.
You can, our website is www.pimp, just like she better have my money, preacher, like somebody say, pimppreacher.com is the website. You can listen to our radio show, The Church Folk Revolution. Just type that in Google, Church Folk Revolution. That comes on at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You need to reach me, just send me an email at report@pimppreacher.com if you have something that we need to take a look at. Report, just type in report@pimppreacher.com.
Yes, that's very important. If anybody listens to this program and you have something that TJ needs to know about to expose, please contact him. And we're on it. Where are we on? I consider myself a reporter. Yes, I'm a reporter.
Yes, you are.
We're on the story.
Send them directly to me.
God's on the story. No more Juice Girl or Cowboy.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Sister Susan. God bless you, man.
All right. TJ.
Thank you for having me on today.
Yes, thank you. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today to our prophetic news broadcast. I have enjoyed this so much. I hope that you will, you know, laughter is a good medicine, so you will have a good laugh. And actually, really, it is serious. It is serious. And we want to see this nonsense stop. And we want to see equality in the church. Jesus doesn't have any special people. But anyway, I want to thank you so much again for tuning in, everybody. And we do love you. We do these programs because we love people and we love the truth. We love the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful life. Hallelujah. Give your life to Jesus today. He loves you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city and it's set on a hill. Someday I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there.